Hi guys, and welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Studio, where we are helping you get wealthier, healthier, hotter, and happier. This is our last episode for 2025, and I'm so excited to hang out today. In today's episode, I'm going to be taking you guys three things to reflect on this week as you're closing out Christmas, spending time with the holidays. Like, this can be such a busy season, but truly this time of the year is the perfect time to take inventory on everything that happened in 2024 in your business, in your personal life, just overall in your relationships, and set yourself up for a really, really good 2025. Do some planning, set a vision, set your North Star. I think a lot of times if you set a vision and we break it down into actionable steps, we are so much more likely to achieve the things that we want to achieve. So you can't achieve something that you never set like your target up. So this is the time of the year when we need to set our targets up, need to do our stuff. So Kat is on vacation with her family this week. So I'm just doing a little solo episode, but it's going to be a great time. So if you're wondering what this setting is, I'm currently in Maryland, like 40 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. My family lives up here, and so I'm here for the holidays. And why I'm outdoors, do you ask? Why am I outside? Well, here's the thing. My family, I don't know about you guys, but we have like all of our extended family comes and like crowds in one house for Christmas, for the New Year's. It is some of the best memories that I've had growing up. I absolutely adore my family. But if you've ever seen the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, I feel like my family is the Greek family, very Bulgarian. Everyone is from Bulgaria, thick, like Russian sounding accents, like 40 people running around, so much life, so much fun. It's a great time. However, that does mean that I just don't have an indoor space to podcast, since you would not be able to hear a word if I was inside. So that's why we are outside. And by the way, if you guys are listening to this on Spotify, we do have a video version of this podcast on YouTube. So definitely go check us out, the Wealth and Wellness Studio there. And while we're at it, if you guys enjoy listening, it would mean the world to us if you share this with a friend, share it on your stories, and also leave a review. But like we always joke, only if it's 5-star, otherwise. Just DM us your opinions. We would love your feedback. But we're going to get deep into the episode. So let's go ahead and start off. Three things to reflect on this year so that you can set yourself up for your dream life in 2025. So the number one thing is look back at your year. So first, before we do anything for setting the vision for next year, I want you to sit down and take a journal, go to a coffee shop, get your favorite cup of coffee or your favorite drink, whatever that is. Sit down and just write out like what happened this year. Go through each month of the year and write down like what are the wins? What are the things that you're really, really proud of? Celebrate them, and also learn from them. Maybe this year things didn't go the way that you wanted them to. Maybe you made some mistakes that you learned from. I truly think mistakes are some of the greatest gifts that we could get, because you learn a lot more when things go wrong than when things go right. So sit down and take inventory every month of this year. What were your goals last year? What was your vision? How did you make progress towards it? Celebrate it. What went wrong? Acknowledge it, learn from it, and how are you going to respond differently in 2025? I feel like if we don't ever sit down and take inventory, then a lot of times we just keep on repeating the same patterns over and over again. So look back at your year, sit down and kind of ask yourself, yes, like take inventory each month of the year. What did I accomplish? What mistakes were made? What lessons were learned? And how do I want to apply this moving forward? So that is number one. The second thing I want you to do as you close out this year is to clarify your vision for 2025. I think sometimes the hardest part of building your dream life is even identifying what your dream life is. What is your dream career? What is your dream fitness goal? What is your dream like financial goal? Like, is your goal to have time freedom? Maybe your goal is not to be like a billionaire. Like maybe your goal is to have freedom of time and location with your family. And maybe like the way that you respond to building, maybe your goal is to build a huge company. Maybe your goal is to have a really healthy relationship and a really healthy family. Maybe your goal is all of the above. So whatever your goals are, I think the way that you're going to structure your 2025, your month to month, your day to day, your week to week, like it's all going to depend on having a very clear vision. So I think questions that are really helpful when you're sitting down and trying to identify your vision is, 10 years from now, what does my ideal day-to-day life look like? How many resources are required in order for that to happen, right? Like if your dream is to live on a shack in Hawaii, maybe you don't need $10 million to do that. Maybe you need whatever. So like work backwards, figure out what your goals are and then work backwards of, okay, what resources would I need to have to live that lifestyle? And then go back or to have that level of generosity or that level of generational wealth, like whatever your goals are, work backwards and identify, okay, this is the bigger arching goal. Then identify that into like smaller pieces where, okay, a year from now, 5 years from now, what do I want my life to look like on the way of getting there? And I think when you have this like vision of what you want your life to look like, it's a lot easier to then identify, well, what career will closest get me there? What career aligns maybe with my time goals, with my freedom goals, with my monetary goals? So set a clear vision and sit down and journal. And it's okay if this evolves and changes over time. My vision has changed so much in the last 3 years and hopefully will continue to evolve. So this isn't like a hard set in stone thing, but rather a North Star for you to hold on to have a vision of what you're working towards as you continue progressing through your year. So clarify your vision, number two. And I wanted to share a tool for this. So I love this meditation app called the Magnetic app, and it's by Amber Leon. She, you probably know her as the Modern Mind on Instagram. She's incredible and offers so much insight on how to create a magnetic, on how to become a person that magnetizes your dreams and your goals and like rewires your subconscious beliefs to attract the things that you want. So Amber has a 5-day vision challenge that kicks off in January. And it's all about basically priming your body and mind for an experience before you reach it. Because I read a book about self-sabotage this year, and this is one of the big things that I was working through. But have you ever noticed that there's some people that no matter what happens to them in life, like they will always find a way to ruin it? Like there's some people who you can give them the best job, the best opportunity, the best like possibilities, the best, set them up for success, and they will still find a way to complain, be miserable, and like turn it into the worst day on earth. Some people always have problems. Other people, you could put them in the worst situation and they're going to find a way to turn that into the best day, the best experience, the best moments. And so a lot of times we can sabotage ourselves from our own success. We can get a job, but if we believe that we don't deserve that paycheck, we're never going to ask for it, or like we're going to find a way to sabotage ourselves so we come down to a paycheck that feels more manageable for our, what we believe we deserve. In a relationship, we're going to, if we don't believe we're worthy of love, we'll put up with a lot more manipulative and toxic behavior, right? So I think rewiring your mind and your beliefs about yourself, about what you want out of life, is so important so that you can actually take the action necessary and stop sabotaging yourself with procrastination or many of these other things that we do that actually prevent us from building our dream lives. So the Magnetic app is such a great resource and tool for doing this, but she has a 5-day challenge that kicks off in January. And it creates a sense of safety in an unknown experience, because the reality is that every time that you go into a new experience, even if it's something that you want, even if it's starting a business, it's going to bring anxiety because you've never done it before. It's an unfamiliar state for your mind and body. So basically, what Amber in the Magnetic app is helping to do is to help you create a sense of safety in this unknown experience before you ever achieve it, so that you can align your thoughts, actions, and behaviors with your true potential. On the Magnetic app, she has a 14-minute meditation that's called Creating a Magnetic 25. I'm so excited. I'm going to do this later today. I'm going to go on a walk and take inventory on my 2024, set a clear vision of what I am wanting to work towards in 2025, and then wire my body to feel safe in that experience before I've ever achieved it. So that is the second thing that I was going to say. Clarify your vision and rewire your beliefs to believe that you deserve that experience. And the third step that I want you to do is make a month-to-month game plan. This is what I want to achieve at the end of 2025. This is what I want to feel like at the end of 2025. And then at the start of each month, plan milestones for week to week. So make milestones for yourself. Okay, month one, I want to be done with all of the branding. Let's say you're starting a new business and you're like, at the end of 2025, I want to have 5 of my first clients for whatever business I'm starting. So you work backwards. Okay, at the end of month one, I want to have my website done. I want to have my branding. I want to have whatever. At the end of month two, I want to start doing like 5 cold outreaches a week to different people or start networking. At the end of month 3, I want to start hitting social media and ads really hard or whatever it is. So keep going. Or maybe it's fitness for you. Maybe you're like, at the end of month 1, I want to be able to run a 5K. At the end of month 2, I want to be able to lift X amount. Like, go backwards, set milestones for each month. So set your overarching vision for the year, then set milestones for each month. And then each month at the start of the month, go down and break down, okay, these are the milestones that I need to hit this month, and work backwards and find what you need to do week to week to achieve them. These are my grandparents. They're walking by. So my computer died along with the podcast, but I'm going to finish it on here. That's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I hope that 2025 brings so much energy and life and vitality to you as you move forward. I hope that you're able to find a quiet moment through the busyness of the holidays and to set aside some time to vision and set yourself up for success in the new year. And we will see you guys next week on the Wealth and Wellness podcast, where we're helping you get wealthier, healthier, hotter, and happier. And I hope you guys have a great week. See you guys next week. Bye.